A ceremony in Sochi, Russia a few days ago started the one-year countdown to the 2014 Winter Games. Here in the Northwest, the Sun Valley, Idaho ski team has set a goal to get at least six of its skiers or snowboarders on Team USA in Sochi. The Paralympic Games for physically disabled athletes follow right after the Olympics. That U.S. team will also likely have lots of Northwest ties. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports, Sun Valley is developing a reputation for uncovering exceptional paraplegic and amputee athletes through programs geared toward injured veterans.
Mark, get set, go! Retirees Tom and Mari Lowe ski recreationally.
We do the senior shuffle.
But I found them in the large crowd of spectators drawn to a cross-country sprint racing exhibition held recently in the resort town of Ketchum, Idaho. Some of the races featured members of the U.S. Paralympic national team.
They looked at their upper bodies. It's amazing what these people can do. It's incredible.
Spectators marvel at a speedy one-armed ex-Marine, a nearly blind former Navy linguist races behind a sighted guide, and numerous amputee and paraplegic veterans power around the course just on arm strength and abs.
Let's go, cowboys!
It was a sight like this more than a decade ago that Sean Halstead says jump-started his rebound from a disabling injury. Halstead is a former Air Force combat controller, now living in Rathdrum, Idaho. During an Air Force training exercise, he fell from a helicopter and was paralyzed from the waist down.
There was a time, there were like 2 years where I wasn't doing anything, and because I couldn't figure out how to make it work. I couldn't figure out where to go, and I felt guilty about, I'm sitting on my butt, and I'm still getting money.
That being his disability pension. Then Halstead says a Veterans Administration physical therapist in Seattle had an idea for him. Attend a winter sports clinic for disabled veterans at a mountain resort.
For me, that's what it took. Seeing other people with similar injuries, and even injuries that I considered worse, doing things more than me, like a quadriplegic skiing.
Come on, come on!
After initial trepidation, Halstead blossomed as a sit skier. He now competes in cross-country and biathlon on the U.S. Paralympic national team. Not one, but three different nonprofits based in Sun Valley seek to replicate Halstead's story. In recent years, those groups have attracted hundreds of wounded veterans to winter and summer sports clinics. Winter features Nordic and alpine skiing and sledge hockey. Summer camps offer hand cycling, rafting, fly fishing, or even paragliding. Longtime swim coach Karen Morrison founded the newest local Paralympic sport club called Aquability.
It's a big movement in Paralympic sports to collaborate with each other and to cross-train and get everybody involved in as many different things as possible. Swimming and skiing are just great. They go together well. Same with running and swimming.
There's a back-to-the-future element to this. During World War II, the U.S. Navy took over Sun Valley Lodge and converted it into a convalescent center for injured combat veterans. The resort reopened to the public in 1946. A renewed focus on healing wounded veterans made sense given the large numbers of soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with disabling injuries. That, according to Mark Mast, who first founded Sun Valley Adaptive Sports, now rebranded as Higher Ground Sun Valley, and then founded the Wood River Ability Program. Mast says having multiple nonprofits within a relatively small population here makes fundraising a challenge.
It's not easy, but we have little different emphasis. And actually, it's starting to work out where I think there's a niche for everybody.
Mast was one of the area leaders to petition the U.S. Olympic Committee to designate Sun Valley as an official Olympic and Paralympic training site. The USOC granted that status late last year. Mast says local groups hope the Olympic designation will boost fundraising and draw more athletes and visitors. I'm Tom Bonzi in Ketchum, Idaho.